Just as we were praying, I felt the Lord was speaking to me. And a couple of weeks ago, we were going through Genesis 18, and there's a verse in there where Sarah, who's too old to conceive, is told by the Lord that she will have a baby, and she laughs, and then later on says that she didn't laugh, just at the idea of how ridiculous it is. And I was just reminded as we were praying that Sarah actually makes an appearance in Hebrews 11, which is this chapter of all these faith heroes. And it says, verse 11, by faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. And I just thought that was a really beautiful reminder from the Lord that even when we've given up hope, even when we laugh at the idea that God could do something that seems ridiculous, impossible, past the point, that he's more than capable, that he is faithful, and that he doesn't kind of hold it against us when we don't have the faith. It's him. We just need to trust in him. He's the one that has the faith. And just to consider nothing impossible, that reminder. Yeah.
It's reading from Judges, and it's a story about Gideon. He said, then Gideon said to God, thou wilt deliver Israel by my hand, as thou hast said. Behold, I am laying a fleece of wool on the threshing floor. If there is dew on the fleece alone and it is dry on the ground, then I shall know that you will deliver Israel by my hand, as thou hast said. And it was so. And he rose early the next morning and squeezed the fleece out and wrung enough dew from the fleece to fill a bowl with water. Then Gideon said to God, let not thy anger burn against me. Let me speak but this once. Pray, let me take a trial only this once with the fleece. Let this time the fleece be dry and all the ground around it be filled with dew. And God did so that night, for it was dry on the fleece and all the ground there was dew. I think I felt an encouragement of the word to pray with expectant faith. I think the Lord is challenging you in your prayer. Pray more. Pray for bigger things. I think the Lord's saying, I can do it. And ask him again. Ask for confirmation. Ask the Lord in. He wants to give you these good things. We're only going to have another couple of minutes on this time of reflection. But I encourage you, if these things are something you want prayer for, we have prayer teams. We have intercessory teams. Come and speak to us. And we'll pray with you. And ask the Lord for those things that you think are impossible. Ask him about those things that are difficult, those things you think you can't ask him about.